Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
It was like Chardonnay in her
So,
throat.
Like, my brain has always worked faster than my mouth, apparently, so...
That explains a whole lot.
When I was little, my mom says I used to, like, smack myself because I would get frustrated that I wasn't able to say what I wanted to say.
No, I get that, but did she take you to a speech therapist?
She did take me to a speech therapist, and the speech therapist told her that I would outgrow it, and I did.
Let yourself keep punching and you get bored?
No, the speech therapist told her that
she'll get tired of hitting herself.
She'll knock herself up. No, he told her that I would outgrow it, and I did, but my mom was telling me today, she's like, you didn't go on this long. Like, you by like 3.5 or 4 were done. Like, he's almost 5.
I know, but I don't think
at least want to get him evaluated.
Yeah, but it won't even cover, like, Dave's insurance won't cover it?
No, I was looking today, I don't know.
I don't think it's funny.
So, I mean.
Okay, well, we're recording now.
Oh, okay.
We've been recording for like a minute, but.
Oh. Hey.
Hi. We're, go ahead. This is your.
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
This is your
Hello.
Podcast.
What's up?
Jesus Christ.
Smooth. It's going to be one of those.
It's been a long time.
It's Khloe Kardashian hosting the X Factor.
Oh my God.
That's what's happening.
So bad. You know that I was thinking about that today?
Intro us first and then tell us what you were thinking.
Welcome to What's Up Bro, the What's Up Bro podcast, or Woo Bro, or whatever you want to call it. This is the return of the Woohos because we are penis free tonight.
I'm penis free all the time and so proud of it. Like, fight me.
I'm penis free part time.
I will be, I guess, your host today. I'm Stephanie Ulloa, and with me as usual,
Annie Ulloa.
No, we don't do that for me.
Well, Larry's not here, so I can do whatever I want.
Well, that's
damn.
with me is Missy.
Hello,
Missy has no last name.
I still do not have a last name. I can't decide, guys.
That's okay.
You must decide. You must decide.
I don't.
Even though I made a
That's okay.
No big matter. And I went through such a mission to change, like, legally, I obviously changed my last name, but...
Such a pain in the ass.
Oh, my God. And so expensive. Anyway, who else is here?
Vanessa's also here.
Hello.
She lives here.
Yeah.
And she's also the producer.
And the note taker.
And the note taker. What were you saying before?
So anyway, I have two good friends of mine that are moms in Link's class that are both speech therapists, and both have told me that they'll evaluate him for free, but that, like,
the treatment,
it's just the evaluation,
like, the treatment, and it's like $80 an hour, and he probably needs it like 3 times a week. That's a lot.
It is a lot.
But
I had totally forgotten about early whatever.
Yeah, check with Early Start because they might evaluate him. Yeah.
And no, I can do the evaluation. The evaluation, we'll get it done. It's
yeah.
Just
do we need to explain or is
oh,
that a context?
Link stutters. I mean,
I cut it. It's going to sound weird, but I don't know.
Link stutters is basically what it is.
It's adorable.
I was told he would outgrow it and he's almost 5 and he's still stuttering. And like in the last couple of weeks, it's been pretty bad. So
I think
get
it's
him.
Cute. I don't know if you caught this or not, but I was telling the story how one time we were in Stephanie's in-law's house and there was like 6 adults and Link. And Link goes, Manny, what are you doing? And he had like legit
so
the entire room like just cliffhanger face. Like, what's happening? Where are we going with the sentence?
What are you
going
to say?
And he's so cute. I don't think it's a problem, but I'm not his mom. I guess it's not a problem.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, and it's not necessarily a problem right now, but I don't want it to be a bigger issue that, like,
Walt Whitman stuttered.
Because eventually, yes, eventually, but eventually kids get mean. Is the problem.
Then we teach him how to fight, or you tell his
name. Well, he's also in karate.
I'm in his emergency contact, right?
Yes.
Let me pick him up one day. We'll sort that shit out.
The kids don't know me. Send Q.
I'll be the enforcer.
I
should put Q on his emergency contact list.
Oh my God, yes, I should do that too.
Yeah.
That is very smart. Q.
She Venmo'd me today, and I was like, who the fuck is Stephanie Rodriguez, and why is she sending me money? And then I was like, oh.
I had to Venmo her today, and I was like, oh, Steph Venmo'd her. I'll be able to find it that way.
I was like, what the fuck? I always forget. Like, there are four, including myself, there are four people in my immediate circle with the same name. And it's like...
Really?
Yeah.
There's only three.
Well, I mean, if you count Australia stuff, I'm counting Australia stuff. Hey, Steph.
Hey.
Missy is not counting you.
Steph.
No, you said immediate circle. She's in Australia. That's not your immediate circle. That's the other side of the planet. I mean, like,
we are in a several group chats.
Oh, one time you were in the same room together. Yeah, that she is your immediate. It's comienda. Jesus.
Whatever.
The point
is an official correspondent for the What's Up Bro podcast.
She is.
I'm just saying, it more than she is, and I'm not on the intro.
But I live here.
But I'm not on the intro. That was my point.
But you're in our hearts, just like Steph is.
But I'm not on the intro. I want to be on the intro.
I don't know. Take that up with the boss.
I've asked
Maybe
him.
You could sleep your way onto the intro.
Maybe. Oh, that was on the inside of the wine glass. Okay. It's been a long week,
okay.
Guys.
Well.
We're drinking because, like Vanessa and I have mentioned several times, we don't podcast without alcohol.
This is true. And also, I'm going to put this on Mamas and Merlot, where you can find me and Stephanie and our friend Christy, and occasionally Missy as well. So.
Yep. If it is going on Mamas, you should put two Mamas and a Missy.
Okay.
No shame.
Have we used that title before?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to use it again.
Okay.
Two Mamas and...
The sequel. The Infinity...
The Return of...
The Endgame.
Part two.
I'm doing the MCU marathon, by the way. It's going great.
I'm not doing that.
Well, before we dive into that...
We've missed a lot. We need to
Before we dive into all our crap, if you want to drink along with us, we are drinking a carnivore with no E on the end. So, carnivore. Cabernet Sauvignon. It's a 2016, and this wine is black AF.
Yeah, it's really good.
It is dark as fuck. It is smooth. I was expecting it to be a little drier, but it's really good.
I like it.
So far.
I'm a red blend hoe, and this one, and I like
it. Yeah,
this
is nice. It's nice. It's not It's not super tart. It doesn't have a big old kick. I like it.
I'm really excited for recording Mamas on Friday.
Me too. Because
it's like unofficially sponsored by Trader Joe's.
Well, maybe
did
you bring hear it?
The cookie I butter? Didn't bring it because
no, it's for Friday.
It's for Friday.
I did not say don't bring it.
You said I have wine, which means don't bring anything.
No.
That is not what I meant.
That means that the wine can be had with the mac and cheese. It can have...
Do you need speech therapy?
What are you talking about?
Don't make fun of my kid.
I'm not. I fucking love your kid.
Neri always tells me, he's like, stop making fun of Sophie when I repeat the cute things she says, because we saw Shazam on Saturday, but she was struggling to say Shazam, and she kept saying Shasham or
That's
Shasham.
Adorable.
Like, she couldn't get it out. And I was like... It was really cute to me, so I was repeating it. He's like, stop making fun of her. I'm like, I'm not. I think it's adorable.
I think he's just hungry.
I understand. Well, we went to Cazola's right after, so maybe.
Oh, no, I know. I went there for the first time.
I've never been there.
2 weeks ago.
How is that possible?
So, fun fact story for the listeners.
Chris has never been to Arbetters. I don't know what to tell you. These things.
Why are you throwing your friends under the bus, bitch?
Because she's not here.
She's not here to defend herself.
Ooh, so. I'm going to tell on you.
She can also just hear it.
Ooh, yeah. Mamma mia, papa.
You didn't come with us to Cazola's after Neri CD recording?
I didn't go to Neri CD recording.
I own Neri CD recording.
I do, too. Because
I'm a good friend.
You weren't there.
I was not.
Who was with me?
I know that Gabby Vasquez went.
Yeah, she's seen him a bunch of times.
Joey went.
Oh, I saw her parents on Saturday at Jungle Island, and her sister and her son, but not her.
Oh, she and her husband are out of town. They took like a parents' trip. Good for them.
Jealous.
I booked a parents' trip, and I'm super
jealous.
But anyway,
I went to Cazola's for the first time like 2 weeks ago, the day I got my tattoo,
I love
because I love my tattoo too. because I mentioned that I hadn't been to Cazola's and everybody's head in the tattoo like parlor. Scratch. Yeah, like they all turned extra. I was like
they stopped tattooing.
I was like, but I don't vote. Like I'm cool.
Like I know where it is. I actually used to work really close to it, but I've never.
And Dave, Neri told me that David told him to tell me to
David
order.
The tattoo guy, just to be specific.
Yes, not David Stephanie's husband.
There's so many Davids and Stephanies.
No, I don't refer to David as Dave. Your Dave is Dave.
Yes, but I meant that for the audience, for clarification.
So then David, the tattoo artist, shout out to David, said.
He's awesome.
He apparently told Neri to not tell me how big the slices were. And so we go to order and Neri was like, how many slices do you want? And I'm like, one. And he's like, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah, I just want one. Because, you know, because of my stomach problems, right. I didn't want to roll the dice because it was going to be rush hour traffic when we were trying to get back here.
That's the worst.
That would have been real bad.
Like, they call our order and I walk up to the counter and I'm looking at this thing and it could feed a small African village, mm-hmm. this one, allegedly one slice of Cazola's.
Well, we took the kids on Sunday, yesterday, and we ordered one slice for the two of them. And I took a picture and the slice is literally bigger than both of my kids' heads put together.
Correct.
It is. They're enormous.
And I was like, is this, this is not mine. He's like, yes, it is. I'm like, but it's two slices, not one. But anyway, it was delish. I loved it. Apparently, Neri was educating me that, like, in the middle of the night when everybody's leaving midnight activity, that is the spot.
Well, when the Grove was, like, hot, that's where everybody would go.
R.I.P.
It's so sad what's happened to the Grove.
Well, we went to the movies in the Grove on Sunday, which is why we had Cazola's for lunch. And they had, like, a picture of what it's supposed to look like in the future because they're doing all this construction. Sophie was walking around because everything's, like, boarded up. And there's, like, tarps everywhere. And she's like, is this a maze? And I was like, kind of, honey, because I have no idea where the fuck we are or how to get to the movie theaters. But, yeah, it's kind of a maze right now.
I don't know if this is happening to everyone, but like every corner of the city is under construction, right? Oh,
yeah. I feel that way for sure.
Like, when can we just...
And I work down in like the in-between Cutler Bay and Homestead where it's just like exploding out there.
Dude, now it's gone to the point where I for the listeners, I live the most east out of all of us. And I come out of my mother's gated community. That road is under construction. I make a right. That road is under construction. Corner of 87th and such street. That shit's under construction.
Yep.
One of my ramps to get on the 836 going west. Fucking under construction. I'm like, can we just finish? Like, can we? That's it.
No, because like by the time they finish expanding, they need to start. They need to expand what they just expanded. Because
I feel like I'm off-roading my whole fucking life.
Yeah,
it's so annoying.
Totes.
Every time that my car like does a rough like little bounce, I'm like, oh, suspension, no, not yet.
Please hang in there.
Not yet, not yet. Yeah. Well, I think the last time we did a WooBro,
it's been a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a minute. For those that care,
I mean, we weren't. It was the day before the college admissions essay scandal thing broke out because we have not been able to talk about it on any podcast, Becky. I don't think.
Well, what do you guys think about it?
I mean,
Becky. I don't understand this kind of shit. Like, the people who have the most money, who have the ability to pay for these schools.
Yeah, but that's not the point.
I know it's not the point, but like, why? Why?
Well, look.
Why?
I mean,
but my favorite part of the whole thing is like her daughter made a video of like she just wants the college experience, but like doesn't want to go to college.
Then just watch a movie like a normal person.
I mean, look, just we all
make
know.
Some friends that actually are in college and party with them. Like that's what you want.
Or you're rich and fucking white. Like, party well, that way.
Also that.
That's what I was going to say, is that, like, rich white kids have been getting into college on, like, donation and legacy.
Like, wink, wink donations?
No, because they're, I mean...
Warner got waitlisted. His father had to make a call.
Exactly. But, like...
And look, that was back in 2004.
But exactly. That's my point. That's been happening probably since the, I think it's Harvard that's the oldest university in the country. It's either Harvard or Princeton. I can't remember which one. But
if only we had something that could tell us.
If only we had a supercomputer in our pockets that could tell us. And that's been happening basically since the existence of the university, like the institute of the university. But there's Harvard. A difference between, it's Harvard, right?
Yeah.
There's a difference between doing it and it's like out in the open and they're like naming a wing of a building after you because you donated a couple hundred grand. And there's a but this is like actual like fraud and bribery. And like,
and she was like posing that she was a part of the team.
They photoshopped.
No, yeah, they did. It was like an elaborate scheme.
It wasn't just like half a
million. It was several layers deep because
it was like a fire festival situation.
Yeah, it was several layers deep because they,
without Ja Rule, obviously, they didn't class it up that much.
The people that were involved were everybody from like the coaches at the university level and like admins in the university level to people that were executives on the like that work for the College Board, which is the company that provides the SAT and the ACT. So it's interesting because, I mean, David's an SAT proctor. He's been proctoring SATs for like probably the better part of the last 10 years. And he says it's like you have to know when the actual kid is not taking the test. That's why he said from day one, like, the College Board has to be involved in this somehow. Because in order for them to even register, they have to register with a form of picture ID. So you either need to, so from the beginning, and they're not allowed in the testing room without the same ID they registered with. So it has to, it goes up in like a much, it's layers and layers and layers of corruption.
To so. Felicity Hoffman's credit, she did make a statement today saying that she was going to plead guilty. So she's the only respect one that feels to bad that
for this, because like Aunt Becky's walking into court like signing autographs and being like, "Thank you for coming." Like,
make that money, bitch.
No, like, but if it's your fucking.
But I have a theory about that, and I think it's because not like a theory. I didn't really think
Hallmark
about it that
fired
much.
Her.
Well, no, well, she's lost. I mean,
she doesn't need the money, but whatever.
She's lost. She's not coming back for the last season of Fuller House, not even as a guest, whatever. She lost all her money, all her Hallmark money.
And that was really like
her daughter,
her hair and her nails.
Her daughter had a bunch of endorsements going.
Yeah, her daughter lost a lot of
shit. And she lost a lot of money too. Not that they really give a shit, in my opinion.
These people don't need it. Her husband's been a huge fashion designer for the better part of the last 20 years.
Which is why this boggles my mind. Like, none of this was necessary.
This is what I ranted about that day. All you have the money and the skin tone to and the privilege because you have because of your money, you have access to better schools, better tutors, better everything.
Right.
All you had to do was make them get in on their own merit. That's all you had to do as a parent. And I can't imagine what kind of rationale, like, what is it that they were just like these, the a list, I think the older one, the one that's a YouTube influencer,
Olivia,
she doesn't strike me as the type of kid that actually wanted to go to school.
No, she didn't want to go.
So then if you already, like, why, I don't understand, like, what's the purpose of
why are you
kid
taking
to school?
Somebody's spot,
right?
Yeah, why are you, well, why are you consciously, you as a parent, why are you consciously forcing your kid to go to university when you don't need to go to university? She doesn't need to go to school.
She doesn't. Look, and I will equate this to, I know that not everybody like loves them, but I'm going to equate this to like Kylie Jenner, because Kylie Jenner, while she claims that she was at the age of 15, then Bruce and Chris told her that she needed to start paying for her own stuff. Granted, the child, she's been on reality TV since she was like 12 years old, so she was making an income from that age. At 15, they told her you need to start paying for your own stuff, and all of the money invested into Kylie Cosmetics, she alleges, is hers. Now, did she have the platform? That's the thing. She had the access to a platform. She had the access to already, right. Like, she had like a built-in following that was just, you know, like, look, I'm gonna sell lipsticks now, everybody buy it.
Right, but like, she already had a fan base when she started her company. So she's like leaps and bounds ahead of,
but
you know, you or I wanting to start
thing.
Our
and if
own
she wanted,
thing.
She was a YouTuber, like a makeup artist and like a lifestyle blogger or whatever. So she didn't have to, she could have gone the Kylie Jenner route and had, she already had these things. She's making money on YouTube, and she had corporate sponsorships. So she is making her own money. You didn't have to. You said that you wanted like to go. You can buy a ticket to a fucking football game and you can like get invited to frat parties. Right. It's not that hard if that's what you wanted to do. So I don't have millions of dollars, and I did both of those things. So it's not and
white
you know,
nonsense.
It's exactly white nonsense.
It's like
I've
it's
had the last like 3 weeks of white nonsense.
Yep. It's like the like just it. Like you, I thought like Fyre Festival was gonna be enough for a while.
No,
and it just doesn't stop.
Have you seen the inventor yet?
No, that lady freaks me out. She's
super freaky.
She doesn't blink. I feel like she's one of those like an iRobot robot. But we don't know that she's a robot and she's gonna turn on us.
I know,
but what I'm saying is like we technically don't know NSA that she's a robot. She doesn't in the trailer she didn't blink once until the very last 30 seconds. That's
and all probably because they told her like you need to blink.
You need to act more human like.
I saw input. It. David and I saw it like 2 or 3 weeks ago. She's a fucking psychopath. Like, there's no way around that. But what I found more interesting was... I found her story interesting, but what I found more interesting was just, like, the whole construct of how Silicon Valley is built. And one of the things that kept coming up in the Fyre Festival and in this documentary was, like, the whole fake it till you make it kind of thing. Like, just... keep going because
create the hype.
Right, correct. And like just keep it going because the money will eventually come and like it will eventually work. You just have to keep going. Apparently, like this documentary alleges that like all of Silicon Valley has been built that way. And these people, like these CEOs of all these companies that are making millions of dollars and have gotten investors to invest all this money have done it on the basis that they have a product that works and it might or might not. Based depending on where they are
in- yeah but then they're forthcoming with that like if you're gonna not invest really. Into an
not,
app
not really because a lot of these like the way that this shit got away with it for so long is because like she would come in and show investors and they would tour like the labs and stuff and they would be like okay let's test your blood. So for people just so we can get like a little bit of context, the inventor is about this woman Elizabeth Holmes who claimed to have invented a kind of a mobile, portable, small laboratory where instead of doing like this 5 or 6 tubes of blood that you need to get drawn every time you need to get blood work, she could do it with just like capillary blood from like the prick of a finger, not on like testing your blood sugar for diabetes. And
I was like, you could do it at home, and, right?
Well,
that was the goal.
I would have been against it, and I all just because I'm weird, and I like watching when they draw blood because I'm science, but go ahead.
So, but the point was basically to like revolutionize the laboratory industry because really it's Quest and it's LabCorp and there's no, they basically have the monopoly on the market and there's nothing else. And it,
I mean, down here for sure.
Essentially. Well, but apparently that's across the country. So, and
I know they have a contract with Humana and Humana is a nationwide.
Right. And essentially the laboratory industry really hasn't changed since its inception in the 50s. So she just kind of wanted to do something a little bit different. Number one,
admirable.
But here are the huge red flags with her:
admirable.
Admiral is a is
no,
a
no, not admiral.
Admirable.
Admirable. Marca.
Do you need a speech therapist?
Maybe a little bit.
That's the title of the episode. She doesn't have a medical background. She comes from an engineering background.
Oh, good.
And she dropped out of Stanford. She only did a year at Stanford before she like dropped out.
So she took like English 101 and then decided she was done?
Pretty much.
Oh, she took remedial math.
Hey, man. Math is hard, okay?
It's hard. So, oh, I feel you. I took it twice. So, I get it.
I it's hard.
So
I was like, Siri, how much is X percent of 6,000?
I can do percentages.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I need to
if something's
how much
on sale. Yeah, that's how I do it.
So, but basically, she ends up like aligning herself with all these like old white guys.
Shocker.
Like fucking Henry Kissinger was on her board. Like when I didn't know that before this documentary.
That's a good lesson.
So she had like these senators and like a bunch of these like people that used to work for Enron and shit. Like that's
a, you know. Oh well, that's a legit organization.
I mean, they were until they weren't. You know. So
But O.J. Simpson wasn't a murderer until he was.
Nobody's a allegedly. Criminal until they're a criminal. But anyway, so the whole thing is when she would bring investors into the lab to kind of like demonstrate and like show them what they were doing, she would bring them in, she would test their blood, like they would grab the blood like from their fingers or whatever, and then take them out to another room. They had like the little contraption there like for show, but then they would take it to like a downstairs lab where they basically had the same equipment that like Quest and LabCorp have, and then test the blood from there. Or they would get like fake stock blood they already have from like other patients and give them those results.
There's like a sci-fi movie.
It is.
Oh, for sure. Oh, they're doing the biopic on this chick and Jennifer Lawrence is playing her.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Oscar.
So
for sure.
Caso cerrado.
Called it.
Jennifer Lawrence is like great in everything except Mother.
So, and she like got a deal. So the whole thing kind of spiraled out of control when Walgreens wants to go in on this with her, and they were doing tests, piloted the program in Arizona, and there were like 8 different stores that supposedly had the Edison, which was like this little machine that could mm-hmm. like the little lab to port mm-hmm. lab to go or whatever the fuck, and it just like spiraled from there. So it's really interesting, but apparently the way that she did this is not unlike how Silicon Valley operates, in the sense that they have this product,
right, they can even have
like a dummy version of it or some kind of
like a prototype
that may or may not work, and you're just kind of like they're frauding you to a degree, in a sense, to a degree where it's like
they're selling you an idea.
Yeah, but right. But if you're okay, so that I think that I would argue that that's different than outright than this what this lady did, because you're claiming to have
it's not fraud, a false advertising,
a technology. You're claiming to have a technology that doesn't exist. Whereas me, as an app developer,
right,
I know how to develop an app, and I'm telling you, give me $5 million so I can, you know, and
right.
That's like white collar gambling. You're basically, just investing. Yeah,
it is, but when I was watching it, I'm like, the difference is that up until this thing that she wanted, for lack of a better word, this machine that she wanted to invent, like Silicon Valley has really like limited itself to like tech, right? But like not where it's crossing over into medical and like people's lives. So where this becomes dangerous is the fact that like you're getting your blood tested on to look for and this supposedly they had like over 200 different diseases and conditions that it could detect from this like one drop of blood, including like various cancers, like pancreatic cancer, which is like one of the most severe forms of cancer.
R.I.P. like, Patrick Swayze. Right, that was pancreatic cancer, right?
I think it was.
I went out.
Siri, how did Patrick Swayze die?
Zoe Saldana has AIDS, okay?
What?
Zoe Saldana has AIDS.
Oh boy.
Too bad. She's poor Zoe.
She's so pretty.
Anyway, so I think it's kind of been, people have been okay with kind of like frauding investors, quote unquote, until you like figure it out, because it hasn't really threatened anybody's life.
Yeah.
Up until this point.
Right. Like you are basically like trusting this machine to be like, you don't have cancer.
Right. And then, or worse, you do and it. Or,
but that's like, what I'm saying. Right. Like, you do have cancer, and the machine's right. like, you don't, and you
right.
do nothing about it right. until
or
it's
you,
too
or,
late.
Or you don't have something, and it gives you a false right. diagnosis, and you start freaking out for no fucking right. reason.
Until you go see, like, a real doctor.
Right. So
I honestly feel like medicine is one of those things that should be left to, like, professionals.
Well, there was...
Just saying.
I mean, I would watch a documentary because the...
Oh, I'm gonna watch it.
The first time, like, that she actually gets an actual medical... She had apparently had this idea when she was in Stanford, and she went to one of her professors.
It's a great idea.
It is.
During her English comp course?
Correct.
And she you can daydream, right?
And she went to, like...
I do, but I daydream about writing, not, like, inventing a false technology.
I daydream about sitting on the beach.
I daydream about Greece and Italy. I don't daydream about, like... Greece.
So she went to this one professor that was like tenured and like super qualified, and like presented her this idea, and she was explaining to this professor like how she wanted to do this and what her ideas were, and the professor literally told her like, this is impossible, like this is just that it doesn't exist, like there's no way that you can do this. And she took it as, first of all, she had like this obsession,
took it as a challenge.
Basically, she had this obsession with Steve Jobs. She would like lower her voice purposely to have like a really
masculine voice,
like have this million, like that voice that she has, that she speaks with, that's not her. It's like
her God-given
voice. Like Rosa on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, that she has like the deeper voice, but like her real voice is not that.
God, when I heard her, like, it took me, she was on One Day at a Time.
Right. I saw the episode she was on, yeah.
And I watched it. It took me the entire episode. I was like, is that her? Because mm-hmm. doesn't she's also, like
did
her?
You see the second Lego movie?
Yes.
She's like the little robot bug lady that like invades.
Yes.
So, and she does both voices because it's both voices overlap. So it's the deep one and the her right. regular
but
one.
But I was watching One Day at a Time and I was like, and I was texting Missy about it. I was like, oh my God, it's Amy and it's this person and it's this person. And I was like, is that?
It is.
It is. I was like, she's just.
I'm know. Like, I can't tell.
So anyway, I would definitely watch it. It's super interesting.
I feel like the state of humanity is already depressing enough. I don't want to listen to it. I don't want to watch it.
I'm going to declare 2019
the it's year, April.
I understand. But I'm declaring it the She's year of the documentary claim. Because there,
seriously, there's been so
there's
many.
There's been so many documentaries. Mark my words, because when we come back to do the top Time 10 list.
28 minutes and 53 seconds. I'm gonna she called this.
That it's the year of the documentary.
This is Mama's and Merlot episode 99.
I've seen more documentaries this year than yeah. I've seen actual movies like in the theater.
Well, there's been a lot of shitty movies lately. Like Shazam came out on Friday. I haven't seen it yet.
It was you so did. Good.
Yeah.
I really liked but, it. Vanessa's oh. stamp of approval.
Other than that,
that means anything.
No. 10:30 was too early for some people.
Well,
we had the entire theater to ourselves. You could have like laid across four chairs. It would have been fine.
I know, but it was. I didn't go more on principle than not actually like not wanting to see the movie.
Because Neri told you you hate Oliver.
Yeah. The motherfucker called me on Saturday and he's like, how come you're not going to the movies tomorrow? And I go, because I don't want to. And he's like, oh, so side note. Oliver got hurt on Saturday.
Yeah, he broke his arm on Saturday afternoon.
And he goes, oh, so my son breaks his arm and you don't care enough about him to go to the movies with him? I'm like, first of all,
what does that have to do with the price of tea in China, sir?
In your house, and when we rank, including Baloo and Lady, the dogs, Oliver's last, and who gives a shit about Missy? So I can't imagine him.
But Oliver's last, and who gives a shit about a lot of people?
No. True. But I can't imagine.
He only likes Q when not, Q gives him Kit Kat.
I can't imagine less. Him having a busted arm, being cranky and in pain, and really giving a shit of whether or not I'm there. And he's like, so what you're saying is you don't care about my son. And I'm like, that's exactly what I fucking said. You fucking psycho. So
she
anyway.
Texted me. She goes, why do I keep answering the phone when your husband calls? I'm like, I think you like it. I think you're a little bit of a
because
masochist.
Because sometimes we talk about stuff that matters.
Like, right, but you could also put the phone down.
Yeah, you could just be like,
oh, no, done. I hang up on him. I hang up on him all the time.
Oh, me too.
Like it's not. I'm like, oh, I'm going through a tunnel, and he's like, liar, click, and I hang up on him. Like it's not a problem. What I'm saying is, he used that card, and I still didn't go because I was like, if I do go, this is gonna send a precedent that you're gonna call me and harass me and throw one of your kids in my face, and that's the end of showing up, and I refuse. Also, I got high Friday night, and I don't think I got over it until like yesterday around
Missy,
7.
You can feel the effects of marijuana for months.
For months.
Oh my God, can we talk about that? For
oh my
a second?
God, let's please.
Before we talk about that. They're going to talk about something that they saw in a mom's group. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is because on Friday night, I took my last of the California candy that I had. I was supposed to split the thing in
it's
four.
It's legal in Seattle, too, right? They were the first people to legalize
I don't know. It. We'll find out. I was supposed to cut the thing. It's like the gummy that I had was the size of a quarter. And mm-hmm. the instructions on the wrapper say cut in four. And I ate the whole thing. It hit me in 8 minutes. It was one of the greatest highs I've ever had in my entire 36 years of life. But I think the problem was, not the problem, but I think what happened was is that it wasn't until like maybe, like I slept it off like a good 12, 13 hours. I was fine Saturday, not a problem. But I think it like rolled over until like Saturday night-ish, Sunday morning-ish, because I was pretty sleeping really well and that never happens. So I'm crediting the...
Man, weed gummy sleep is so fantastic.
Oh my God.
It's so great. Not so good when you're walking around Animal Kingdom, but it's really good for sleeping.
Dude, on Friday, I thought my mom's TV is at least 6 years old. I was watching TV. It sounded and looked like it was in 3D. I felt like I had 3D glasses on and I'm watching fucking Sisters and I'm like, oh my God, Amy Poehler and Tina Fey are in my room right now. Like,
so like parenting fail moment. Sophie loves that movie.
Oh, what, really? Why is that a parenting fail?
Because it's rated R. Like, it's really not appropriate for a 7-year-old.
Because they get drunk? And they fight.
And they have a drug dealer in the movie. And
oh, yeah, like, John Cena.
Sexual content in the movie. Like, it's not...
Yeah, but it's a...
It's not appropriate for 7-year-old. It's okay.
Link watches House of a Thousand Corpses.
This is true.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, but I caught her the other... Like, watching
it on a... Spoiler alert. Link doesn't actually watch House of a Thousand Corpses.
Wait, wait, no, but so Sophie then, does actually watch Sisters.
So then when... So the point is that on when I woke up Saturday, I had the best meals of my life.
Of course.
The best naps of my life. And yeah, but anyway, the reason why I brought that up was because Vanessa and Stephanie are on their in their own right sadists themselves, masochists themselves, uh-huh. because so they are a part of these fucking groups that just well, I don't understand.
In my defense,
like tie your tubes.
I'm in the groups because this is how I get content for Mamas and Merlot. I read things and I'm like, oh, this is what people are bitching about. Let's talk about it on the podcast. Plus, I like I'm reading the comments.
These groups because I if can, I could judge people professionally, I would. Like, if
but
I could
also
get
she
paid
can promote what? Her business.
To do this. I can also promote my... Like, the other part of it is
it
that,
it would have
like,
looked better on your face if you said the first, the second part, not the any, first part
anytime
right
somebody,
away.
Like, and people ask for it at least once a week. Someone's asking oh, for a recommendation. More,
it's like once a day at
yeah,
least.
Yeah. And Vanessa's always in there, like, recommending.
Yeah, and I'm like, events by you. And... Dolce Photography. Yeah. Those are the two that I always go in.
Yeah, yeah.
And
well, whenever
promote.
They want a photography recommendation, I put Dolce. But shout out. To
so
Dolce.
What did Dolce you guys?
So we both came across this post pretty much like within 10 minutes of each other. Yeah. I have it here, and I'm gonna try to take out any like.
I don't think there's anything specific in there.
Well, she does mention her date of birth, so I don't like just so it doesn't get back to her.
She does.
Yeah, she specifically mentions the date. It's like right there.
That's not her date of... Oh, it is.
Yes, it is. Okay, so they always start out...
recent. It was last week.
Yeah, it always starts out with, admin, please delete if not allowed. And those are always the first ones that I go read because yeah. usually they're not allowed and I want to see what they're talking about. And she goes, this is a little embarrassing for me to write, but I'm hopeful that there might be someone here who can help. Last week, a coworker gave me a candy for my birthday. I ate it because I honestly thought it just had a little alcohol in it. Bullshit. It turns out it was a marijuana, and that's how I was reading it the whole morning. And every time I wrote it how she did, because she spelled it with an H and not a J, I was like, marijuana?
Wait, she ate the candy thinking what?
That it had alcohol in it.
Do people do that?
I well, mean, yeah, they sell
wine
like,
gummies and champagne gummies exist. That's
but they also stupid. Sell like they chocolates, can... like little chocolate bottles yeah, that are full of like liquor.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Karen.
But it's
I only
clear.
Know. I only know.
I didn't know there was wine and champagne gummies, but
yeah.
It's pretty. Like
Vanessa's like gummies, yeah. Vanessa's like, I need to go to Total Wine tomorrow.
Yeah, I need to go buy some gummies.
Total Wine.
That's but I'm like usually, it. I was thinking of those chocolate liquor bottles. It's fucking shaped like a bottle.
See,
like,
I thought it was
clear.
Like a champagne gummy or something like that.
But still, it's clear that it has alcohol.
I don't
in
buy
it.
That she thought
I,
it was
at all. I that it's complete.
When I eat an adult
bullshit.
Candy, my go to isn't like, oh, I wonder what year the champagne's gonna be. Like I'm pretty sure I'm
but
having
like,
weed.
Also, when somebody gives you candy, they don't just give you one if it's regular candy.
It's yeah, like it's not like candy corn. It's
right.
fucking candy
or like Tic Tacs or like.
Also, in the context of the time period of the year, yes. it doesn't make sense for somebody to just give you random, like in Halloween time, then it's like, oh,
here's a candy.
Yeah, but what are you going to give you? One Flintstones vitamin? Like, come
no,
on.
Even those, you take two.
Yeah. It's
Fanny
not...
gives me two.
She's such a good mom.
She's a really good wife. Go ahead.
So she says, honestly, I just thought it had a little alcohol in it. It turns out it was a marijuana edible. I'm not a smoker. And an hour later, after I ate it, I started to feel strange.
An hour later, first of all, just for context, my gummy hit me in 8 minutes. And yeah. the reason why I know it did because I texted Fanny at 10:45 and at 10:56, I'm like, oh, my God, I can't feel my face. So I have like a text thread. So an hour later, that was a low dosage.
Yeah, that was a low dosage because the gummy that made me think a concrete bridge was swaying in the wind was it took 2 hours for that right. shit to hit my system. So this is not, I mean, it's a little bit stronger than mine, but not that strong overall. An hour later, after I ate it, I started feeling strange. The symptoms got worse to the point that I begged my coworker to take me to the ER. It's been a few days since then, and I'm still in a haze. I read online that that having symptoms even a few days later, after this type of episode, can be normal. However, I am very concerned. don't feel like myself. I'm not 100%. I'm experiencing symptoms of derealization / depersonalization.
What the fuck does that mean?
You're just not feeling like yourself.
I don't feel like me. I just want to be me again. Again, this is hard for me to share. I can't afford psychological help. I'm just hoping there's someone here who can help me. Maybe someone who's been in this situation or someone who knows anything about this. I'm desperate here. Thank you, mommies, in advance. P.S. I'm not looking to blame or get any... Not looking to blame or get my coworker in trouble. I'm only looking to get better. Please keep the comments positive. Thank you so much.
So, okay. To be honest, I didn't pay attention when you guys brought it up this morning. So, it sounds...
Lucy was still high from Saturday.
It sounds to me like she doesn't know what high feels like.
It sounds to me like she knew it was weed and is embarrassed and now feels like shit.
Didn't we say this?
Yep.
Yes. That was said.
That was said on Mama's Mirror.
What she's referring to is
Jordan Woods. Meme that says that Jordan Woods is the Monica Lewinsky of our generation.
100%. Back to the weed lady.
But I would. Okay. So the first time you get high, you've never done it before. Right. So it will catch you off guard.
Right.
I don't remember though because it was so long a time ago. But.
Well, mine was like 6 months ago.
The first time?
It wasn't six months ago.
No way.
It was like a year ago.
Your trip with Patty was a long time ago.
It was like a year ago.
It was before May because...
Okay, but it's still not that long ago. A year, year and a half ago, it's not that long. I don't know what day it is anymore.
It's Monday.
It's gonna be May.
There's something in my sandal. I don't know what it is.
You high now?
No, I'm not. I wish, but I was supposed to cut it in 4 pieces and I ate the whole thing.
So clearly you'll be high until next month.
So I got nothing. Okay, so in her defense, the first time you get high, you don't know what it feels like.
Right.
So maybe it's normal for her to be panicking a little bit. However, do I want to go on social media and like document it that I got high? Probably not. I don't even text. I would like wait to come here and be like, Vanessa, turn your phone off. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this isn't off already. That I would say is where she starts off wrong. Why are you on social media? Like,
because she doesn't have money for psychological
help. How many people?
So she turns
to Facebook. In this group.
Oh, 100,000 probably. It's a Miami mom's group.
I'll tell you, 14,700 members.
There you go. That's a lot of people. I was a little off.
That's too much.
Right, but
if you're looking for advice, you have a friend in your you know somebody you can talk to about this.
Know that person who would rather like ask the world what time the doctor's office opens rather than just try to Google it or figure it out.
Well, I think that's her problem is she Googled it because she uses words like derealization and depersonalization.
Right.
Bitch, you're just feeling off.
But like if you...
Like, you're off center. You're fine.
Like, but you know that you can...
Go for a walk.
Call...
Drink some water. You know
that doctors have phones.
Right. Like, that doesn't cost any money. You can call the nurse line and they will tell you, drink some water.
Right.
Go for a run. Don't think about it. Because honestly, there's like, when I screenshotted this, there was 52 comments. When I finished reading the comments, there were 75. And most of them were like, you are making it worse by...
But there were quite a few that were like...
Telling her to get her coworker in
telling
trouble.
Telling her to get her coworker in trouble. But...
Oh, no.
But here's the thing is that you took it at work. So you're going to... If you tell... HR,
yeah, she did. She ate it at work because she begged her coworker to take her to the emergency room.
So if you're gonna, there's no way to tell this story without incriminating yourself,
right?
Because
it sounds sketchy.
Because
it's super sketch.
The moment she said, "I ate it because I thought it had a little bit of alcohol in it," she was clearly making an excuse,
or is one of these people that's like extremely naive.
Maybe.
Like, extremely...
And dramatic about her reaction, I would say.
Right.
That is true.
I mean, that could be the possibility, and I think it might be... I'm more inclined to believe that she just doesn't want to admit that she knew she took a weed gummy at work, but...
Yeah, but then why are you going on Facebook about it? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, to be fair, her name on Facebook is not her real name.
Yeah.
Like, look at her name. Look at her name. It's like
I'm judging her a lot more for that name than for her post.
This is also true. Mm-hmm. But it's like a made up. It's her first name and then like three words mushed together that are not a last name. Mm-hmm. They're just like random words. So She does have a little bit of anonymity because her real last name is not out there.
Not really, because when you go, she has a public profile. You go to her profile, you can see all her pictures.
I didn't do that. She's a dumb.
May or may not have done that.
Oh, I would have done that, but I have a child with a broken arm.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like I just feel like a lot of these people in these like Facebook support groups, especially the ones that are huge, like this is a public group, but some of these groups are closed and you have to like
request permission
to be there or whatever. But like,
or like somebody has to add you that's already in the group.
But like this is an open Facebook group that's literally called Miami Moms. Like I know like easily 10 people off the top of my head that I know are in this group. Like if I'm going to put something that I'm like not, I don't want
people to know.
First of all, I wouldn't go to Facebook to try to get like advice from people, but that's besides the point. If I was that person, I'm not going to go there because there's at least 10 people I know in there that are going to all see this.
Also, doesn't Poison Control have a phone number?
They do.
Yeah.
It's like, it's super easy.
I have it
too.
On my the microwave.
No, but it's easy.
I don't remember
what it is, but it's supposed to be easy.
I remember that in Bad Boys 2.
Oh, I have. Me too.
I remember
when in Bad Boys 2 when Martin Lawrence got roofied by mistake.
Oh, yes.
They had to call
800-222-1222.
Well, for some reason, Poison Control has this picture on my phone.
Let me see.
And I don't know why. I didn't do that.
It looks like Polly.
It does look like Pauly D from Jersey Shore. It's like
the problem with that I have with that is not even, I'm not judging her that she got high. I'm not even judging that she didn't like it. I'm judging her that you went to a fucking group of 10,000 people to ask when you, if you want answers, there are 10 different ways to do that. One of which is call the fucking Poison Control.
The other thing line. Is that like you're gonna get, there's no way that you're gonna get a straight answer when you're going.
Well, somebody did give her a really good answer, and I was like,
who is somebody I know? So like that's the thing. There's so many people that I know, and like
it's so hard to be popular and to know so many people.
Shut up.
Basically the girl's what like, a burden. Honestly, you just got way too high for your first time and overloaded your body and your mind. Your mind is remembering how it made you feel and is keeping you in that mindset, almost like when you watch a scary movie and for a few days later you jump at any sudden sound. She's like, it should pass. Try and focus on things you like. Read a book, relax, take a bath, watch something funny, stay off of Google. And she's like, this is coming from somebody who managed a dispensary for 3 years. Like, she is familiar with weed. So, and then she's also the one that told her, like, you can't tell on your coworker without incriminating yourself.
Right.
So, and honestly, me, if I'm the coworker, I don't give my weed away unless the person knows they're receiving it, because that shit costs money.
Lena, tell you something. I don't even share my weed.
I don't share that shit.
I don't share.
It's just meal.
Yeah.
I also only have Nary and he doesn't like it, so it's, I don't have to share.
Oh, no.
And I don't take it.
In my house, it's like, you know, I get gifts. That's how my family works.
Your family has good things.
Yeah, that's one positive thing. But I just think this lady approached it wrong. Like, I don't think it's a problem that you'd enjoy your high. I don't think it's a problem that you even fucking got high.
That is weird.
I think it's weird that you took the question to 10,000 moms. Because I love you guys, but if
no, moms are judgy as fuck.
Like, I can be judgy as fuck. I don't even have the mom powers, so I can't even imagine what 10,000 moms will fucking look like.
There's a ton of people that are like, someone said that she was, it equated it to her being raped.
Yeah, that she got a date rape drug, and that she was
physically and mentally raped.
Yeah.
Which, I mean,
I rolled my eyes so hard I saw my brain.
Devil's advocate, if she is one of these people that's like super naive and like was
she's
tricked,
going to take that
like,
and run with
was
it.
Ross tricked into smoking weed?
Who should I tell them tricked me?
You know, on the like off chance that that's the situation, then like I can see where they could draw that parallel. But otherwise, like, No, it's not the same.
No, but like
you can be taken advantage of or in various scenarios without equating it to rape.
Yeah,
you know. So.
And I don't think she was taken advantage of.
I don't
honestly.
I don't, my gut.
There's a little teeny tiny little piece of me that's like maybe she just the person giving it to her was like, hey, this has something in it.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman is just naive and was like, oh, it has alcohol in it.
Well, that's like what that poster, the one that replied, she was like, maybe she said something about that.
Yeah,
she was like, she
said
at something that you
like,
just understood differently.
And it just went over. It could have just gone over her head.
It could have.
But you still don't take that shit at work.
No,
because I've that's the other thing. That. Even
I'm,
if you, even
I've gotten drunk at work.
I'm a fucking like, responsible.
But you're not supposed to. So like, well, even yeah, if you, even if you,
went to a strip
even
club
if you did go to HR and tell them, even if you did go to HR and tell them, like, listen, I took it because I have.
What did you do for lunch? I had breasts in my face.
Even if so, even you're like, oh, I, you know, you take it to HR or your manager or whatever, and you tell them, like, listen, I took it because I thought I had alcohol in it, but you're still admitting that you did something you weren't supposed to be doing while you were at work. And I think at the end of the day, you're gonna,
this but, is what happens if you say but, something like that. Not only are they gonna make you pee in a cup, they're gonna make the whole fucking building pee in a cup.
Right.
I know this because I haven't done it, but I've heard of like the procedure when mm-hmm. you want to do something like that mm-hmm. and when you're trying to pinpoint, because you agreed to when you work
right,
to be
to randomly tested
random, test. Random well, drug testing.
Not every company has that policy, but when you're working for a company that has that
yeah
policy.
Then what happens is that if you're trying to pin it on one, if you're trying to bust one person like high or drunk at work, you can't just say, Juanita, I need you to see you in the bathroom. You need to have
Juanita,
the whole,
gave me some marijuana.
The whole fucking building needs to pee in a cup.
Yeah,
now. Yeah, because you need to make it fair.
So
yeah, because then it's not like
random.
Yeah,
so
you're pinpointing somebody, and that person can rightfully claim that they're being targeted.
Look, I think that she fucked up in that respect, in that like now you're admitting that
to
you
her
were,
credit, she did say she didn't want to get her coworker in trouble.
No, but what I'm saying is she fucked up in respect of saying like, I didn't know it was going to be weed. I just thought it was alcohol. That's it. You already shit the bed.
But in her defense,
I'm talking from an HR perspective.
Right. No, I know. But in her defense, those alcoholic candies are not going to fuck you up. Like, there's not enough alcohol in them for you to even get a buzz. It's just like the flavor.
Yeah, I
and
see
usually
that.
When like for chocolate, for example, has to be really hot and it melts, that some of that alcohol burns off. Gummies, to make gummies, you have to melt sugar for it to become a gummy, and that it burns off the alcohol. You have the, it leaves the flavor, but it burns off the alcohol, so it's not going to get you drunk.
So yeah,
in that, in her defense, for you know, eating alcoholic candies at work.
Now I want to go. Now I want to go a little bit further and that. Go. What if she's trying to like proactively cover her ass?
She might be.
She could be.
She got busted at work.
She could be.
And she needs like, look, I even went on Facebook for advice.
Yeah,
because you know, I'm sorry, but people will do that. Now I think that I
didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I didn't either. It didn't occur to me.
You're so smart.
Yeah, well, I'm broken. I'm not smart. But, you know, that could have been a thing, too. Like, people strategize all fucking different yeah. kinds of ways. You know what? Just be responsible, man. Like, that's my thing. I have never, ever gotten high at work. I've never, ever gotten drunk at work. If I'm getting high,
you
it's because...
You can get drunk at lunch and come back to work.
No. Nope.
That's what I've done before.
That's what I've done.
I've done it, like, not often, but it's happened.
No. Oh, yeah, no, like... On my birthday,
if I'm getting high,
we did sake bombs one time.
If I'm getting high, it's because I'm staying home or I'm not driving.
Right.
I also like, used to work for an office that would provide like in office happy hours one Friday nice. A month. So that was we were allowed to drink while we were working.
The point is, don't fucking go to social media for advice. That's stupid. Like
even if we believe
her word for word, why you are you in my eyes you lost because you went to a fucking mommy group yeah. for advice. I guarantee you have a thousand like enough friends in your inner circle to call them and ask them. And if you don't, there's the poison control. All of these things keep you anonymous.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
judging you for not having a circle of friends that you can text.
I just don't.
Even if you don't.
I feel a lot of the people in this group have a circle of friends that they can text and they just would rather put it in the mom for whatever the fuck
for
reason.
For the attention.
Like that group.
Right. No. I wasn't going to say that, but.
Oh, I'll say it. Okay. It's for attention.
Yeah.
A lot of these posts are for attention.
I will judge. Like, and social media has been around long enough where you, as a consumer of social media, know what the fuck is a thirst trap and know what isn't. Mm-hmm. Or you're like me and you're like, I know this is a thirst trap, but I fucking think I look cute today, so just deal. Like, but that's what it is. I don't necessarily think like you, the whole thing, the whole thing could be true, but you lost credibility with me for the fact that you took it to social media, where there's 10 different ways you could have done it. Even if you didn't want anyone in your life to know about it, you could have called poison control and gotten an answer in 30 seconds.
Listen, so, I used to have a person in my life that would like regularly do this kind of stuff.
Oh my God, me too.
And like, she would legit like text me like, hey, what time does the mall open? Like, you could have literally just put this in Google.
You could have asked to Siri. You didn't even have to text.
Does my mom have your number? I'm sorry.
She one time asked where the best, it had something to do with leggings,
and she was a lesbian crush on you.
No, it wasn't about me. She put it like as her status. I can't remember what specifically was, but it was something about like where, I think it might have been about LuLaRoe leggings
possibly.
And somebody was like, girl, just get them at Walmart for $5. And she was like, well, what type of leggings do you get at Walmart for $5? And she was like, and the girl wrote back,
is she Amish?
The $5
just,
leggings.
The girl wrote back, bitch, just go to Walmart. And her response was like, I don't have time for that. Just tell me.
Lovely.
Well, I mean, Walmart sucks, but still, everyone has time for Walmart.
I mean, I get the only I get like activewear at Walmart just because it's cheap. And I have
and pajamas.
I have like, I don't want to get activewear.
They actually like, spend have a lot like, of money on that. I bought a t-shirt, like a plain
Walmart's like, kind purple of stepped t-shirt. Up their game, like they slightly
have. But it was like really soft and it was $7 and I'm like, this is really cute,
so yeah. I've gotten pajamas at Walmart too. That's, you know, that's fine.
So you
I
guys
bought Funkos at Walmart.
I texted you about this and you, Stephanie, did not fucking answer, so I'm bringing
what did you answer that text me about?
I texted you that today Lin-Manuel Miranda tweeted,
oh, because I was driving back from Sunrise, I was on I-75 going 80 miles an hour.
Unlikely story.
Your phone can read it to you.
No, I read it, I just didn't respond.
You know what, you've never done this, but when if you ever sit in Vanessa's van, you could text her and then the thing reads it to you. So if you send eggplant emojis, it'll go message from Missy, eggplant emoji.
Why are you sending her eggplant emoji?
Because it's funny to hear her say eggplant emoji.
Okay, so Lin-Manuel Miranda tweeted this morning that
I also couldn't come up with anything clever.
We so have to come up with like a name.
Better to say nothing.
For a cafe inside the Hamilton exhibition, I thought this is a job for Twitter. So he crowdsourced his ideas.
Very smart. It's free.
His idea was
it's not wrong.
Or the on the table, I guess, for the people that are involved with it is George Washington Coffee, George Liza, Uptown Coffee, Lafayette Mulligan, and he goes, now you have an hour. So people, this thing went like there's over 500 responses. I actually responded and I said, take a break cafe.
Oh, that's a good one.
And,
I do like that.
And then after I sent it, I realized...
My God, if he names it the Take a Break Cafe, will you lose your damn mind?
Time out, because I am sure...
Did he respond to you?
No, I would die. Oh, you would have like, heard about that a long time.
I was going to be like, why are you so calm about
this? I would have heard her screaming from wherever
been like,
we were in the
I would have been like, oh, a mom got high. Okay, let's talk about real news.
Almost the entire cast of Will and Grace retweeted me once, so...
Oh, Jesus Christ almighty. Her fucking years ago.
It was years ago.
And I'm sorry. I'm going to finish the story, I swear, listener, but my favorite thing about that whole, like, the cast retweeted her, nobody fucking asked her, but she jumps on Facebook like an hour later, for those of you asking, here's the thread.
A bunch of people asked me. I got a bunch of texts from people asking me. Just because you didn't ask me doesn't mean that people didn't ask me. Steph, you don't know my truth.
First of all, your mom asking you isn't a group of people asking you.
My mom hates me and doesn't talk to me unless it's absolutely necessary, so it was definitely not her.
High five.
Okay. I can't say I have a chef because my mom made me dinner. This doesn't fucking work. One thing has nothing to do with the other. Anyway, so
don't lie. So, your mom wouldn't make you dinner.
She made me dinner today.
Oh, okay.
I made her, but she made it.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, I tweeted, "Take a break, cafe." I'm sure I wasn't the only one, but he jumped on like an hour after that, and he goes, "You're the best. I'm going to them with, take a break, cafayette."
Oh, I like cafayette.
And the brew where it happens. I actually think the brew where it happens is way better than take a break. But and then apparently like some news people picked it up, like, and the headline was like, Lin-Manuel Miranda crowdsources name ideas for a Hamilton-inspired cafe. And he responded, he goes, "Scratch that. This is not a movement. It's a moment." Meaning it's not like if he gave us an hour, like us, like the Twitter people, an hour. He's like the best on Twitter. Like if you don't follow him on Twitter, you should.
His tweet this morning, it made me feel so good.
Vanessa sent it to me and I was like, God damn it. I have it on my highlights in my Instagram.
Well, speaking of musicals that make you cry, I went to see Dear Evan Hansen last night.
It's about Stephanie again.
What did you say?
She goes, she said,
I heard that part. What
it's
did you
about
say?
Stephanie again. And I was like, well, it's been 10 seconds. So.
You guys told me to host. This is what happens when I host.
Oh, suck
is
it a though? Dick. It's what happens when you breathe. Like today,
I was Mama's and Merlot, and this happens.
Today, it was like, guys, I'm going home to watch the Harry Potter movie. No response. Steph goes, oh my God, Game of Thrones has a marathon. I'm like, hello, can you see me?
I hearted it.
I know, but that was later because you were
but
driving.
But I sent you a picture of naked Khal Drogo.
Let me tell you about Jason Momoa. Anytime I need to pick
Momoa
me up.
Jason Momoa was mirror period of blood on his face. I'm wearing as war
paint. You didn't see that?
What?
That was for you. I shared that for you.
I'm sorry. I was probably reading the Harry Potter book.
Stupid asshole that just finished The Bachelor. This guy Colton that claims to be a virgin, but is like basically an overgrown frat
like
boy.
The way Jessica Simpson was virgin.
Exactly. And the Jonas Brothers.
Right.
Oh, no. They had copped to that,
Yeah,
though.
They did cop to it. They've copped to it.
I know.
It's been a while.
But for a long time, they're like, no, purity rings.
Brittany and Justin.
Oh,
whoever, but I didn't believe. I was 17. No, I was like, no, they're fucking.
Yeah.
They're
fucking. I knew that. I was like,
if they're not fucking, somebody needs to make them fuck because that's not a crime.
So he claims to have been a virgin, and like he dated Ali Reisman. It was like his one of his claims to fame before The Bachelor. He was on the Lady Gang. The Lady Gang podcast, by the way, talk about taking your podcast like to the next level. Like the Lady Gang amazing. Podcast got a TV show like a couple months ago. So good for them. It's basically like what we do now, but they're dressed,
and they're like really made up, and they're like they look perfect, and right? Just.
So,
oh, I have a face for podcasting, not for TV.
But good for them.
I want to be on TV.
I do too.
What? Steph, you want to be on TV?
No, but you're
so shy and reserved.
Better for us, though. No, we're not two broke queens. Relax. I think that we would be better as like a freeform sitcom.
Oh my God.
Like
we one, totally or like would. A CMT. But we can't curse.
Time out.
Or like a
finish the period blood story.
Anyway, so he went on. They were talking about period underwear, which.
Well, they were like. Just asking each other questions, like things women wanted to know about men and things men wanted to know about women. So one of the questions was, if you're my husband, are you grossed out by my period underwear or something like that? Mm-hmm. And he was like, what the fuck is period underwear? So they went into this whole thing and were like, well, like those couple pairs that you have that are like stained or whatever because you can't keep dirtying.
Yeah,
you can't keep dirtying underwear because it gets expensive. And he's like, he got super grossed out and was like, just throw them away. And if I'm your husband, I'll buy you more underwear. And I'm like,
oh, God.
It was the fact that he was like saying
that he was grossed out.
Babe, that he was grossed out, which to a certain degree, like I could understand why that's not like a favorable thing to like want to see all the time.
But what's so gross about periods?
But it's.
It's the flesh of my womb. That was my favorite thing from that.
As a dude that doesn't have to deal
one
with
the host,
you know how,
of
first of all, you know how. And I'm not trying to make this like a boys would be boys thing at all, but like, you know how guys are. Like, they fucking get grossed out for stupid shit. You know, so. And anything
this
that's not in their realm of.
It's not poop or pee or fart.
Yeah,
it's like
they can't deal with it. So to a certain degree, like, I understand, like, where the thought process comes from, but I also think that if you are a man in 2019, like, you have to fucking take your balls out of your purse at this point. But
unclenched, Nancy. Right. I menstruate.
But somebody went in one of the comments.
Oh my god, that was the best
comment.
Up
something about Momoa or something like that, and then somebody else.
They're like, guys, relax. It's not like Jason Momoa is saying this, and people are like, Jason Momoa. Oh, because
they were like super disappointed. They're like, oh my god, I'm so disappointed in Colton or whatever. And it's like somebody was like, oh, relax, sound like Jason Momoa. And then somebody else like replied to that comment. He goes, Momoa would probably smear period blood on his face and wear it like war paint.
That is correct. That's another one. He's not, I don't think he's on Twitter, but he's on Instagram.
He's not on Twitter.
No. I think for guys and girls, he's like one of the best accounts to follow because he's a lot of fun. Last week when he went to the premiere of Shazam, he obviously went with his gorgeous drop dead gorgeous wife, and he was IG videoing something, and somebody on the other side of the street goes, Jason, your wife is so beautiful, and he goes, I know, but like with this kid, like childlike wonder.
Well,
and
I'm like, been, that's like in love sweet. With her since he was like 8 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah,
he used to watch her on the
fucking
Cosby Show.
Lisa Bonet,
but he used to like watch her on the Cosby Show, so he's like,
but he's also
he's like, a fanboy.
Right.
He's a lot of fun to follow, and he would fucking, I don't know him personally.
No, but that's totally in his.
Oh
brand.
No, I totally feel like he'd be like, what's this? And just like.
Yep. And
like,
I wouldn't be surprised if like that comment made its way to him and he like did.
And he'd be like, you ready?
He's like,
for
did
this
it for
tonight,
Instagram.
Babe?
Like for one of those Omaze contests.
Yeah.
Like,
send me your period blood and
that's too much.
Even I don't want to do that. Like, I'm okay.
There's
like,
a lot.
I appreciate you supporting
no,
the cause.
I love him a lot, but I would
very
not.
Very feminist man. Like, it's
I would
cool,
not
but
do that.
You really don't need to do it for me. Just the thought counts here.
Yeah, no, that is sounds like something
O'Neal
he's
gonna love
for sure.
Well, that's what happens when he wants us. Listen, he tells us all the time.
Just record.
To record
just
without
do
him.
It.
This is what happens when we record.
I don't think
you.
He's gonna judge. Guys, calm down. Jeez.
No, he's totally gonna judge.
No, he wouldn't. He doesn't. Give a shit
he doesn't
that,
give
so.
A shit. Okay, so talking about things that you guys don't care about, Justine. Yesterday was WrestleMania, and the women there was
being there live is actually really fun.
I can't wait to go next year. But the
I like live sporting.
The games. Main event was for the first time ever the WWE did something right in a really really long time, and the main event of WrestleMania was a triple threat with the women's wrestlers.
So
I don't like calling
the
them divas.
When everybody went to the bathroom.
Okay. No, because it actually on Twitter it's getting a lot of like good
positivity.
Yeah, that it was actually one of the better matches of
good.
The evening, and it was a winner takes all where Ronda Rousey was the Raw Women's Champion, and this girl Charlotte Flair was the SmackDown. And whoever won both titles. Becky Lynch went in as the obvious underdog, fan favorite, but underdog. Mm-hmm. Typically, what WWE does in those scenarios is that they don't fucking give it. They don't do what the crowd wants.
Right.
But this time they got it right, and Becky Lynch won, and it was a great fucking moment. So congrats to her. And yeah, the whole night was pretty epic. Roman Reigns got a good match.
He was on the radio the other day.
Roman Reigns?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, congrats to Becky Lynch because she's fucking awesome. And I'm actually a fan of Charlotte and Ronda Rousey, but I was rooting for Becky Lynch because she's the shit. So, congrats to that. There was something else I wanted to bring up. But I forget. So I don't think we talked about One Day at a Time. I think the last episode
we were trying to save it.
Yeah. And I think it was the next day then, or a couple of days later, it got canceled. And
fucking Netflix.
I was devastated. And the good thing was that it trended on Twitter for a couple of days, so that's good. Like, now I think in the world of entertainment, that's the kind of shit that factors into.
They do, and that's how they saved Brooklyn Nine-Nine
got saved. Like, they canceled it in the morning, and that evening NBC had picked it up. Now the problem here
didn't the same thing happen with The Tim Allen one?
No, that was off the air for a year.
And then somebody else picked it
and
up.
And it was on ABC. ABC canceled
it. No, I know it went to Fox, and well, that's why Brooklyn Nine-Nine got kicked
off. Brooklyn Nine-Nine got canceled because they were bringing
Last Man Standing
to Fox.
I was going
to
say Man of the Woods, but that was the shitty Justin Timberlake album.
Oh, my God.
Close enough.
And so now they're still trying. I follow the writers. I follow the cast on social media.
Oh, my God. I cried so hard when I read the actress that plays Elena when she like said her goodbye to Isabella. Elena. Yeah, I was like, why are you doing this?
So, but I don't know if you knew this, but one of the head writers of the show is the lady who played Penelope's ex-husband's fiance.
Oh, that's her?
Yes, ma'am. She's a fucking boss ass lady.
Good for her.
I thought she was just there for like the bit of her being like
shits and giggles.
Yeah, like the doppelganger.
Right.
But no, she's
that was so awkward, by the way.
Yeah, that was really awkward. So I follow obviously Taco. And they're fighting hard. The last I heard was that CBS
is it the same lady that was on Better Let Me Tell You?
Yes.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, if yes. you want to...
Yeah, our friends...
I was going to shout out...
Our friends on... our primos.
Our primos on our Geek Bro Network.
Yes, from Pero Let Me Tell
I wanna
You.
I want to hang out with them because I want them to make me... I can't say the word, so I call it sauerkraut board.
Charcuterie
board.
That shit.
They're fun.
It's episode... So on episode 56 of Pero Let Me Tell You.
Yes. And I listened to it and it was great. And the intro to that episode is fucking bomb. It's an old school Gloria Estefan song from like her 1999 dance album in English.
Yeah,
I'm like, I thought it was one of five people bought that fucking album.
I had it too.
So when I put it on and that song, I was like, god damn.
Yeah, I love them so much, but that's my favorite part of their show is their intro.
And no, I think I told you, Vanessa, that they
We're recording with them next Friday.
They should.
I think so.
Not this one coming up, the next
the 19th. Yeah.
They should come up with develop an app about all the cool shit that's happening in Miami.
They should.
Or just give them my number so they can text me. But so what I'm getting at is that One Day at a Time is actively trying to get themselves on another network. And last I heard was that
Netflix is being a giant
an asshole because CBS wants it, but Netflix won't let it go. Then, bitch, why did you cancel my show? Sorry, I didn't mean to yell.
It's okay. It's your thing. Having...
I'm not loud.
Just 95%
very tiny percentiles knowledge of like how the Hollywood animal works, like, and I'm like, I know maybe like a 16th of this, like the studios tend to and distributors tend to get petty with this kind of shit, and apparently it's a Netflix policy, like overall, like not just for One Day at a Time, but it's a Netflix policy overall where they, even if they voluntarily choose to cancel a show or not continue with a show, like that show has like, it basically has a non-compete for like a certain amount
that's
of time.
That's fucking bullshit.
It is dumb.
And a lot of stuff is like that. Like studios will literally buy scripts, will go into bidding wars over scripts
and then just like
buy a script and then throw it in a drawer for 5 years and nobody knows and doesn't ever see the light of day.
Well,
like it's just the petty Hollywood animal.
Well,
which is unfortunate because when you get a show that like easy or a show or some script or whatever, a treatment or whatever that's written by, like how you say all the time that we should give the opportunity to like somebody that's less known that's trying to do their thing, or a show like this that's not Stranger Things, which is a juggernaut for Netflix, or you know, one of those.
I feel like it could have been bigger for Netflix if Netflix promoted it more. They just didn't.
So here's where I was initially like upset about, not initially, still upset about it, and me as a,
they hurt my feelings,
and as a writer it kind of forced me to kind of be like, well, what are you using your voice for? Because my initial argument was Netflix tends to promote all kinds of alien shit, all kinds of superhero shit,
because that's what's, you know, hot now,
right?
That's what makes money. Yeah, yeah.
But they cancel, and I know that there's a longer list, so, and I don't know it off the top of my head, I should have had it ready, but they've canceled a bunch of shows that were very in that vibe of representation of the non-white man's story, for lack of a better term.
Well, they haven't canceled On My Block yet.
Right, but they might. And
Gangster Latinos.
But what I'm saying is that
talking about.
It's a really cute show on Netflix.
But what I'm saying is that it's unfortunate for me because I was initially pissed at the entire Hispanic community. Like, fuck, man, we couldn't, like, how many shows do we have on air? Jane the Virgin is done after the season. Mm-hmm. What else do we have up on, like, Modern Family? It had Sofia Vergara, which was, you know, a big notch for us, but nobody, first of all, it was good for us, but in terms of, like, she's Hispanic, like, but she's a unicorn of what it means to be a Hispanic.
It's, she's not, also a caricature of what it means to be Hispanic.
Correct. Yeah. It's not real. But she's after real. Next year, she's off the air too.
Yeah.
So where, I mean, are the we stories?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which has two Latinas in, like, lead roles.
Yeah, that's it. But what I'm saying is, what else do we have?
No, we don't and have so a lot. You're right.
When I think back to, like, my all-time favorite shows, like Friends, they're all fucking white people. Yeah. They're not
Friends,
telling my
Friends
story.
Was in constant heat for that shit, which is why they brought in Aisha.
But
they brought in Constant.
Dawson's Creek. No, before Aisha, Gabrielle Union.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, she was on.
She's
episode, you're
where,
right.
where we got the Kristen joke from. Yeah. the before
but that was one episode where Will and Grace was on.
Yeah, she had an arc.
Yes. I know, but what I'm saying
she
is
voted up with Ross and Joey.
So what I just. It's upsetting because for me, I guess personally, as I would consider myself a creative person, I don't think that enough of our Hispanic voices, our stories, are really represented outside of the box of a novela or a drug dealer or the pregnant girl.
Well,
or
Jane the Virgin is the pregnant Hispanic girl and it's a novela because it is 100%.
Yeah. So that's
and then
just,
on my block, which is Hispanic kids, they are gangsters. Like, they're in one of the main characters is in a gang and they're, like, trying to get him out.
The same way that
or maids.
Not to pick at yeah.
Even though
not to pick at a scab, but the Cosby Show in its time was, for lack of a better word, revolutionary because it showed a middle class African American, an upper middle class African American. He was an obstetrician. Mrs. Huxtable was a lawyer,
right?
And
so
a prominent
six figure,
a prominent like successful upper middle class family with a sitcom that happens to be African American. Like, that put a different perspective because before that you had Good Times, and Good Times was not. It was a story, but it wasn't on the same. It didn't tell the other side of the coin.
Right.
So for me, I feel like aside from loving the show because it is a great show, I do recommend it.
It's cheesy and I love it.
Yeah, it has like a Full House vibe where like everything gets solved in 20 minutes, but I totally relate to the characters. They talked about stuff that was really important.
Real shit.
You know, a single mom supporting not just her kids but her mom as well, you know, depression, anxiety, being a veteran in this country, like a kid trying to figure out
that episode where she spends the entire episode on the phone trying to get through to the VA to make an appointment,
and just that's real life, folks. It is. That was a funny 20-minute clip.
Oh, I spent all day doing that, and I
it's not good. It's not good. So what I'm saying is that I think that I hope to God that CBS will, I mean, that Netflix will let it go and it'll jump.
Or bring it back.
Or bring it the fuck
bring it
back. But,
bring it back. They had Rita fucking Moreno.
But
she's huge and they did not. They didn't. I'm sorry,
I
but
love
they didn't.
She has an Oscar, guys.
She's an EGOT.
She just got a Peabody. Or she is getting a Peabody award.
She has everything.
Right.
But like,
she's a goddess.
She's amazing.
Neri sent me Rita Moreno gifts trying to convince me. I was like, do not use Rita Moreno gifts.
Against me. But that's the thing.
Like,
they had
people use Andy Cohen gifts against me.
They had Rita Moreno. They had fucking Gloria Estefan was the, she did the
Her
intro
sister,
song.
No, she played. Gloria Estefan played Rita Moreno's sister.
Right, but she's also like involved in the show. Like,
oh yeah, she does the intro song.
Like, I want to say
Machado,
she's a producer, but I don't know if she is. Justina Machado is amazing.
Is an amazing actress,
and the,
she's very
the
accomplished.
Kids, the fucking kids,
the kids.
Elena
Schneider's story,
amazing. Schneider's
like,
great.
It was just
Schneider's
great.
Story this season
was
is
amazing,
spectacular, and he did an amazing job.
Yeah.
And they. honestly, I feel like they just sat on it and were like, well, if it works, it works. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. And they just didn't give it the boost that it needed.
Yeah, because what happens is that if you jump on Netflix, you'll see all the shit that they figure your algorithm will want to fucking see. They will beat it over your fucking head for days on end. The trailer to Idris Elba's Netflix movie.
The DJ show?
No, it's a movie.
I actually haven't seen that. They've been pounding me with animal documentaries.
Yeah, but based on your algorithm, you'll get like, because you watch.
I have been watching The Incredible Dr. Pol on Nat Geo Wild, and he is incredible, and I highly recommend him.
I heard that Our Planet on Netflix is fucking amazing. Yeah,
that's what they are pushing me to watch right now.
So I just think that it's unfortunate. I think for me, as somebody that considers themselves a creative person, it forced me to be like, okay, what can I contribute? Like, how am I, how am I using my little nothing platform?
Too far away.
How am I using my little nothing platform to kind of make sure that I'm being honest about the experience? And so it's just unfortunate, because I would hope that at this juncture that the entertainment business would be a little bit more flexible to allowing more stories. But, you know, the fucking Oscars that win, like the movies that win Oscars that have to do with an African-American, they're more than likely a fucking movie about slavery.
Yep.
And there's more to that story than just the slavery. Like, obviously, that's a huge chunk of the history, but it's not all of it.
Well, just like most movies that have to do with Jews that win an Oscar is about the Holocaust.
I hope for a day where it's a little bit more open, and hopefully with people like Gloria, I forget her last name, that was on
Calderon Colette.
Yes,
it's just because I have it open on Instagram right now.
People like her, Lin-Manuel Miranda dropped what he was doing and flew to LA to strategize with her and Melissa Fumero on how to get it, how to save the show. Mm-hmm. So there is a community of Hispanic actors, entertainers. I just don't think it's as influential as it should be.
Hashtag save ODAAT.
Oh my god, please watch the show. It's so
seriously
great.
It's so good. Once you get past the cheese, because it was hard for me to get past the cheese.
Yeah, but Full House was on for fucking 9 years.
Right, but like once you get past the cheese, you fall in love with the characters. I love all of them. Even Victor.
Eh.
No, you love him in a way.
In no way. No, oh my god.
In a way, you do.
Let's talk about this fucker Kodak Yellow for a second.
King?
Kodak Black?
No. You're thinking.
I know Bodak Yellow. Yeah,
that's a song.
You're thinking of Bodak Yellow.
No, I'm not. His name is Kodak Black. No.
Yes, you said Kodak Yellow.
Oh, I'm sorry. So Nipsey gets murdered last Sunday,
and the whole world learned about him on Sunday.
Well, no,
I know people knew about him, but like,
no, he was. I wasn't into his music, but I know there he had plenty of
friends learned about him on Sunday.
His memorial service is being held at the Staples Center in Los Angeles.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was.
No, I mean, like I said, I learned about him after he
died. Tragically, you know, he was murdered. He leaves behind, I don't know if they were married, but
I think they were
a girlfriend with kids.
Yeah.
And this fucker Bodak Black fucking
Kodak Black,
whatever his name is, he's Sapingo, that's what his name is. He fucking
Sapingo Black.
I want to say that he was an asshole and just did it for like the publicity, but also I think that people are pretty shitty, and he's probably serious where he said something to the extent of like he was gonna give her a year to grieve before he tried to hit on her.
That murdered her boyfriend is going to give her a
year? No, he didn't murder him. He's just the rapper, douchebag rapper that made a comment.
I thought it was
the murderer already got caught.
No, I know. But I thought that I didn't know the murderer's name.
No, you're getting the characters confused. But it's anyway,
it's intriguing story.
The fucking rapper said that, and I was like, that's disgusting. And
yeah, that's kind of gross.
Well, I
hope he loses
his mind. That's the kind of thought you keep to yourself.
I read something about this earlier today where it was.
You can read? I know you're not Nary. You're not Nary, but I needed to say
that. Every time that like we make fun of Nary not like being able to read, I think of the scene in Harry Potter where Malfoy goes to Boyle. He's like, "Oh, I didn't know you could read."
I think of Nick Miller. I'm not convinced I know how to read. I just think I memorized 10 words.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
That's where that joke came from.
So I read something about this where because of what this Stepping Bull said, like all these other rappers that were like friends with Nipsey came out like in defense of Lauren, his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And they brought up an interesting point in the sense of like this kind of further emphasizes like how women are disrespected in the sense that like they're only coming out in support of her because of him, not because she needs the support.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like they're just coming out to defend her now because their friend died and this guy is hitting on their friend's girl. Not because
she
should be supported because her boyfriend and her father of her children died.
Yeah, well that
sounds about right.
Yeah.
That sounds
just an interesting point. It wasn't to like, you know, counter anything.
Everything is like hyper fucking sensitive to me right now because I'm watching The Handmaid's Tale for the first time.
Oh, let's talk about that.
Oh my god.
Well, where are you right now?
I'm still.
Vanessa hasn't seen it.
I won't do any spoilers, but I stopped 6 episodes. That's okay,
because I'll probably forget by the time I get around to watching it.
I watched the first 6 episodes of the first season and then I had to stop because it's just too much to process. And I do want to pick it up again because,
it starts in June. So you have some time.
Yeah, I have time. So right now I'm in an influx of energy. I'm in like binging 5 different things at once and reading the Harry Potter books for the first time.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same
I'm just on Marvel.
PLL.
Are you almost done? I feel like you're almost done.
I'm like, 14
doing the
episodes away.
I'm doing the Marvel movies marathon in the
but that'll be over in 2 weeks.
Chronological order.
So you saw Hulk today.
No, I finished. I saw 2 yesterday. I saw Thor and then the first Avengers.
Oh, okay.
So today I was supposed to watch Iron Man 3, but I finished Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. So I watched that movie before coming here, which is fine because I double up on the weekends anyway.
I'm so jealous that you're reading it for the first time.
I'm pissed that I'm reading it for the first time.
No, I'm jealous because you're having that experience. And like you don't have to wait like a year and a half between.
Wouldn't it have been better to just discovering it when it happened? It would have benefited me a lot more.
I feel like at least for me, I feel like we already know that it's amazing and that it's great and that it's like super magical and it's all these things. So you already having that in your head, you're like, I'm embarking on this journey that is Harry Potter. But like for us that we read it from the beginning, I was like, I'm just gonna read this book. When I started reading it, it was like I was in high school.
No, I was like 13, I think.
Right.
My brother had to read it, I think, for his 4th grade assignment, and my brother is like Nary and doesn't read.
Yeah. My brother's same way. My mom was buying them for my brother and my brother wasn't reading them. So I was like, I wanted something
exactly
to read.
What I did.
And my mom wouldn't buy me a book. So I was like, well, I'll just read this book
when
that's already here
them.
And I was like, this is amazing,
right?
And that's, and then I went on like
on
but
the journey.
Also like I was in high school reading something that was a quote-unquote kids book, so I couldn't talk to my friends about it. I was like, I didn't know
why didn't we talk to each other about
because
this?
I was like, I'm not gonna tell anybody.
Could have talked about it at cheer camp, dumbasses.
We could have talked about it
at cheer camp, but like I didn't talk to my friends about it because I didn't know they were reading it until like the next Harry Potter, like we were in college already, and I was like, oh, the Harry Potter book's coming out, I'm gonna fucking go get it at midnight. And then my friends were like, me too. And then I bumped into this asshole and David
at
Barnes and Noble, and we spilled coffee everywhere, and like it was
not much has changed.
Mm-mm. And you know, and that's when I was like, oh, my friends like this shit too, like it is not just me.
When I started reading it, Goblet of Fire hadn't come out yet. It was just the first 3 books.
Yeah. So I started reading it and I only had the first 3 books and I was waiting for Goblet of Fire.
Right.
So I'm actually having for those of you who are not WooBro listeners, if this is on Mamas, there's like an ongoing joke about, well, it's not a joke based on reality, where I'm catching up on movies and now books that I should have read when I was a child or an adolescent and I didn't. For example, Karate Kid. I watched it a couple weeks ago for the first time. And we actually recorded my reaction with Neri. And it's episode, I'll tell you right
it's
now.
It's whatever the last
episode. I think episode it was the last
255
episode.
255 of Woobro. 255. It's a new segment, a new thing that we're starting. It's kind of like Rot or Not, but these movies are great.
Hey, baby.
And it's the Missing Childhood Theater.
You okay?
Mm-hmm. So, now I'm reading the Harry Potter books, and I'm reading them and I'm loving them so much. I may have teared up when I watched the movie at the end,
because you're only on Sorcerer's Stone,
even because
first one.
Yeah, even though I knew how it was gonna end, but I'm like, man, this would have been such a great thing to read when I was like young and miserable. So
it's an amazing escape.
That's kind of the point that a lot of people had made, and specifically with this whole like Johnny Depp being Grindelwald thing that we have to deal with now, is like it was such an escape for so many people, and it was a place where they could go to kind of like not deal with
the real world,
their real world problems. Yeah. And that's part of the reason it means so much to people. I just like it. It wasn't that for me. I just loved it. I fell in love with the characters, mm-hmm. and I fell in love with just the world that she created.
Yeah, I love the world.
Well, right. Also,
the magical world.
Yeah, like also that perspective, like knowing that I think J.K. Rowling was in her late 30s when
and she was a single mom. And she
pitched this and
she's living in a car for a while.
Yeah, so it's inspiring, I think, from a writing perspective, because
it is
a lot of the times
from a creative perspective.
Yeah, from a creative like a perspective. Yeah. Just from the creative perspective of what she's created, like this first book was amazing, and I still have six more to go.
They just get better and better.
And the fact that a lot of times I think we live in a reality where people that make it big, quote unquote, hit when they're like 17 or 18.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's not a lot of people that you know that become famous in their mid to late 30s. And
this is the guy that thinks periods are disgusting. Doesn't he look like a douche?
Yes. Yeah. He looks like he fucking drinks that Zima fucking. anyway, so I just think that it's inspiring, and I'm really enjoying it. And there was a reference to
just Grindelwald.
Yeah. In the first book where they mention Dumbledore's origins. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm enjoying it and I'm having a lot of fun watching it. I also really enjoyed Karate Kid. If you want to watch it with Neri and I commenting on it, you can listen to episode 255 of Woobro. It was a lot of fun. And I need to go to Epcot now and get myself a bandana, because that's going to fix everything, right, guys?
Yep. Yeah, totally.
That's how that works. Yeah. Bandanas make the world right.
Yep. Also, I know you guys don't care, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. Beyonce has a documentary coming out next Friday, and I'm so excited.
Another one.
Okay.
She didn't have a documentary before?
She absolutely did on HBO.
About the baby.
About how she wasn't fake pregnant.
Oh, yeah. That was a long time ago. No, this is it's a deep dive on the Coachella performance of last year.
I am so intrigued.
Riveting.
No, you're not. Suck a dick, both of you.
Right, just because we don't drink the Beyonce Kool-Aid.
You're
right, we don't.
I feel bad that you don't get it. I mean, I'm sorry.
I really don't.
No.
Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
I know, but there's something that may get an MRI, because the whole fucking planet gets it, but you two bitches don't.
I'm sure we're not the only
ones. No, we're definitely not the only
ones. Okay, Christy doesn't get it either. But Christy has been watching Jonas Brothers for the past 8 days.
And I'm very happy for her. She's very happy right now.
She is.
No, I'm not hating on it. I'm just saying she lives in a different world.
I like that when the Jonas Brothers like released the new single, like there was the meme that was going around of Alan from The Hangover that was like, I can't, next week in the Jonas Brothers are in town.
Yeah.
I guess that's how we all feel right now.
Yep. Well, my favorite was last, I think it was Thursday or Friday, where she went on that binge where she bought a bunch of things.
Oh, because all the Disney Channel
I'm watching
movies were on sale.
I'm watching the thread, and Jeff's like, and Christy tags Jeff and goes, Jeff, I just sent Neri $50. And Jeff had been out of the chat the whole day. He jumps in, he goes, "What the fuck did you do?" And I'm like, okay. And then I sent him the welcome to the party, pal. And I was like, that's it's true, because you don't know what's happening, but also you like Die Hard, so calm down.
Slowly roll. Well, Mary asked me, he goes, "Can you like go in and like check her receipts to make sure that she sent me like the right amount of money?" So I did. And then I texted him. I was like, "Listen, she may not know how to spell, but the girl does know how to do
it. She's good with numbers. She's good with numbers."
Oh, meanwhile, me, when I went on my binge on Friday, I calculated like 7 times before I sent him any money. And then I realized I sent him too much and I had to buy 2 other movies. That's what the fuck happened. Because I remember originally I said I bought...
Because you know he's not returning that shit to
I
you.
Saw. I said he's I bought really Coyote not. Ugly and I bought the Melissa
McCarthy. I can't believe you finally took the plunge on Coyote. Yeah.
I'm so happy that you did. I can't wait to watch that movie.
I got a bonus. And then... I bought Coyote Ugly. I bought the Melissa McCarthy, Can You Ever Forgive Me? And I bought The Favorite. Mm-hmm. And I sent him $58. And then I did the math again and I'm like, the fuck? That was not $58. And I spent another hour and then I got Someone Like You, which is a shitty rom-com that Hugh Jackman did after, I think it was right before or right after the first X-Men movies, and another movie that I can't remember right now.
Well, you spent $58 on movies.
Did it have a strong female lead?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I'm allowed to fucking buy, since everybody buys everything else. Hold on. I'll tell you right now what it was. What it is, hope. But what's up?
Okay. Well,
on that note.
On that note.
Shall We Dance? The 1937 version of Shall We Dance? Because I have the Jennifer Lopez.
Hi, David. Richard Welcome Gere. To the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is an actual good movie.
The 1937. Original black
I also
white.
Wanted to message Neri.
This is a feature Humphrey Bogart.
I also wanted to message Neri because he bought a bunch of Stephen, like I guess it was a Stephen King sale.
Yeah, because Pet Sematary.
And now every time I fucking go to his account, the first thing I see is Cujo trying to eat my face. Can I tell you how much fun that was to look at that when you were high and the fucking TV looked 3D? That's how Sisters ended up on my phone. I was like, what did Neri buy this week? Ah! And I jumped back to my account.
Well, we saw the original Pet Sematary, I think, on Saturday.
Why? What'd you do?
Did Link like it?
He loved it.
I can't with that movie. Why is that movie necessary in life?
I mean, I will say
Dave's that... Dave's head's exploding. It's one of the best movies of all time.
That's exactly what he sounds like.
Exactly. Is it a film? Is it a film noir or whatever the fuck? Because he said that a lot lately. That's why I took a guess.
It is not. We...
You would have...
Listen, when
chances are you probably would have been right.
When we did our double feature of Cruel Intentions and 5 Feet Apart, before 5 Feet Apart, they showed the trailer for Pet Sematary.
Oh my god, it's terrifying.
And Missy and Christy literally, like,
I hid under my blanket.
They hid. And Lisa and I were just kind of like, why is this happening and why do we know these people?
Well, first of all, it's happening because why are they showing Pet Sematary trailers for 5 Feet Apart? That's stupid. Show me all the dumbass movies that are gonna, shitty rom-com movies that are coming out this year. Not a Stephen King remake.
I mean, it's not a rom-com either. 5 Feet Apart was not a rom-com.
It wasn't a rom-com, but it was like a teenage, like, lovey-dovey fucking...
You didn't see the 14-year-olds crying in that theater?
Oh my god, they were having such Twilight reactions to things. And I had FOMO. Listen, this is what you missed. Did you ever go to the Twilight movies, like the day of release?
I did for the first one, and then I was like, this is hot garbage, and
this
I never did again.
This is what it was like for those of us that invested years into this franchise.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did with the books.
No, but movie franchise.
We're both at this point.
I didn't start admitting that these were shit movies until like 3 years ago. Yeah. Like, that's how committed I was. But what happened was, is for those of us that were committed.
I made Neri go to the midnight showing of the first Twilight, and then he almost broke up with me.
Right. So for those of us that read the books, mm-hmm. and we're going because
them.
The movie,
that's why I
right
watched
but
them.
The movie was out, you would go to these releases, mm-hmm. and you read the book, you kind of have an idea of where the fucking story's going,
right?
The bitches that don't read the books because they're fucking poser hoes are just going because
tell me how you really feel.
Because Robert Pattinson is hot now.
Because he looks constipated.
Wait. Now that we're on the
I've
subject.
Never thought he was hot.
So
never,
the fucking
ever, never.
Reaction is like let's say you're
Team
watching
Jacob.
Like, you're watching New Moon and Alice comes back.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, she's back. Maybe you're anticipating it and you have a reaction, but you're not like, no, man, that's what the fuck we would sit through. Flash forward to 5 feet apart. I don't know anything about this movie. It's supposed to be a book. I don't know anything
about this movie either.
But going into the trailer, I'm like, okay, well, shit's gonna happen. Like, one of them isn't gonna make it. They're gonna cry. Something's gonna happen. And it was very obvious right. the direction that the movie was taking. But then these fucking little girls were gasping. And I couldn't fucking bother Christy because she was in the moment. So I kept texting Stephanie and I was like, what the fuck is happening? I'm gonna fucking punch a bitch if I hear it again, because I don't even know anything about this movie, and it's not shocking that this is happening right now. Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, just, you know, internalize your reactions. Except if you're narrating, you can't help it.
No, I'm not doing that. I've been watching Pretty Little Liars for the last like 3-4 weeks maybe, and I've been texting Stephanie and Christy.
Oh my god,
every time I have a reaction.
At all times. The thing with Vanessa, like, I love you, but I feel like you get way too invested in things. It's fun. Like, you take, like, you take them on, like, if it's,
but
your
it's own fun
experience.
First of all, these characters are real, so I don't know why right. you're judging
you're 100%
her.
Right, because that backlot tour that we did at Warner Brothers didn't show us through all the fake shit that they did.
That
I wasn't there, so to me it's still real.
The Warner Bro- first
Aria
of all
needs to marry Ezra, okay?
Also, the town of Stars Hollow is real, because I saw Luke's and I saw the gazebo and I saw Miss Patty's, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, right. You also saw the front of Lorelai's house, which is also the back of Spencer's house.
No, I didn't see that part. I think you're fake newsing me right now.
Okay.
It's real.
It is real. I'm with you, BFF. It's real. That's why I'm going to stop texting you.
No,
you are not enjoying
it. I'm going to follow.
Oh, I look at her, fucking bitch, and then go, no, please.
But you get like that with everything,
no,
though.
No, Stanley,
you're fine. You're like way invested.
Because it's
but
fun.
I feel like you stress yourself out, like, for no reason.
I do stress
myself. Like, you don't need it out of your life.
I don't have any, oh. I don't have like a 9-to-5 that's I'm stressing sorry. Me out, so I might as well get stressed out about TV.
Okay.
How many years of Grey's Anatomy have you invested in, Stephanie?
Exactly.
16 years.
Uh-huh. I have not done
and
that.
You fucking
my
cry.
Entire relationship with David that
you
gets the same
fucking cry.
I don't cry with Grace.
Bullshit,
no.
You don't.
I cried recently at the rape episode because hashtag too real, but that other than that, I haven't cried an episode of Grey's Anatomy for a long time.
Well, I don't even know, like, that show's name is wrong. It should be like, people are gonna die. It's like the trailer for the dog, like,
get
the dog's gonna die. If you're watching Grey's Anatomy, some fuck shit's gonna happen and somebody's gonna
Missy
die.
Missy has had this track record of only catching episodes of Grey's Anatomy
season finales.
When it's like the most, like,
the airplane super crash when George got hit by a bus.
Spoiler
and Izzy
alert.
Was gonna
you're
fucking
telling
die.
Me things like, I know who these people are, I haven't met them yet.
It's okay if you ever get around to remember to watching Grey's Anatomy, you won't remember any of this.
I know I won't. Because somebody like sat and spoiled, I think, the first two seasons of Game of Thrones for me, but it's so fucking confusing that when I actually finally watched it, I was like, I know people talked about these things.
Oh my god, no, speaking of Game of Thrones, Kit Harington shaved his beard and it looks,
I'm very mad at him.
Nobody likes this. Why are you doing this?
I don't care, because Jason Momoa kept his beard, so all's right in the world to me.
Yes, but still, like, this is not okay, sir. You need to check. You should have done
what
a
Jason
Twitter
Momoa
poll
did.
Like, or an Instagram poll, like what Jason Momoa did, because he posted something the other day about shaving the beard.
I know. I was the one who alerted everyone and
right.
said, go fucking to that.
Like, go vote.
I went and voted.
I did my civic duty and I voted.
I voted.
Do not
no.
shave your face.
I mean, you vote for stuff that matters and you may or may not get your way, but this is like instant gratification.
Yes.
He should have done that. He should have done like a Twitter poll.
You really think that I'm fucking like, I think Jason Momoa is just being cute. Because if I'm Jason Momoa and I want to shave my face,
gives a shit.
Right. I don't think
it's
strike me as a fellow who cares.
It's the same thing about like boys that are in Catholic school that aren't allowed to grow out their hair and have to shave religiously, like the second they graduate. Like
you said, religiously. How tongue in cheek of you.
Yeah. But like that they have to shave it. They have to keep a clean cut look basically the entire time they're in school. Like the second they graduate, they look like cavemen 3 days later. You know what I mean? So it's the same thing. He's been playing this role forever. He's been forced to have this like long hair and long beard. And like, I understand wanting a change.
Yeah, but Jason's...
He's not allowed.
No, of course not.
No, absolutely not.
He was Dothraki and he fucking kept that vibe going.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Wow.
I love Jason Momoa.
We do. Do we
Tips
have to?
Out.
Oh, this is me.
Yes. Well, let me. If you're listening to Mamas and Merlot and you want to share a wine recommendation or tell us a story, email us Mamas and Merlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT at gmail.com. Same on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
Do I have to promote Nary stuff?
No, promote whatever you want.
Okay. Thanks for listening to Woo Bro. You can find us on the Geek Geek Bro Network.
You can find us on the Geek Bro Network.
No. Cancel. Abort.
You can find us on the Geek Bro Network, where you can find other amazing shows like Zeros on Heroes.
And Mamas and Merlot.
I'm getting there.
I just wanted to
I'm following the order that you broke here.
I know. I just wanted to put it out there.
Mount Geekmore, Mamas and Merlot, What's Good, Shiver, Talking Geek, Mr. Multiverse, Comedy Fitness. Better let me tell you, was there another one that was added?
Morbid Curiosity.
Oh, Morbid Curiosity. Sorry.
I need to get a label. And update our table
here. You can also, I guess, if you want to listen or see Nary's comedy or be interested about that stuff, you could visit whatwashisname.com. Yep. Or NaryScience.com.
Jesus, she's a fan.
I have his album.
I guess if you want to check out and support our friends who work all the time,
my kids and stuff. Sign.
You know, if you want to send Vanessa's kids to college,
you want a fucking meal ticket to Hollywood. That's the easiest bet.
Bribe the USC coach $500,000.
If I had $500,000, they could go to school. So you know what? Buy a CD. Damn it.
Yeah, exactly.
On iTunes.
Can I promote?
Yes.
Stuff? Okay, you could check out Missy's blog at Missy.
Oh yeah, Missy got writes, featured on MissyWrites.com.
My writer profile is on Instagram, is missywrites.com, and you have to spell the DOTCOM because somebody fucking took it, the other handle already.
Really?
Yeah. I was featured
which is why I had to put underscores in there.
I was featured this weekend on another writing blog that's really great. It's called 800 cool. Words. And it's this really cool account that if you like, you know, writing and stuff like that, you can follow them, you can follow
me. If you like reading.
MissyWrites.com, DOTCOM. And the website, you can just spell Missy Writes and then like the period and then the COM. I'm trying to figure out a way to merge them so they're the same, but I haven't gotten there yet. Because as previously stated, I'm doing a Marvel Universe marathon and reading Harry Potter and watching
the
books. Her
brain is preoccupied.
So also, like, you work full time.
It does not compute. Yeah, I have a job too.
And you podcast.
And so I podcast.
Busy lady.
And I have friends. And Stephanie, you have Events by You, yes?
I do. You can find me at MiamiEventsByYou.com. Hire me.
If you like succulents.
Sucks by Satan's.
Yes.
You can Signs. I always say your name wrong.
Sucks. Wait, what is it?
Sucks by Science.
Sucks by Mrs. Science.
Just kidding.
Yeah. On Instagram, you can see my garden.
She's crazy about her sucks.
I am. They're fun.
Alrighty. Thanks for checking us out, guys.
Yes. Bye.
Jesus, terrible fucking
closing. We love your faces and cheers.
Okay.